Englandy. This is the moment the crowd have waited for. Just look at him go.
Congratulations, Catherine, on your wonderful performance in winning the gold medal in the 400 metre event of the Commonwealth Games.
Ian Thorpe really going for it. 3:40.17. This is absolutely amazing.
Tracy Wickham, a great world record here in Edmonton, and there it is, a world record.
The Diamonds Commonwealth drought has broken.
The hockey revolution has a golden uprising.
Adam Ayres, congratulations, and a games record. Adam Ayres has got a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
This is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life.
Get set, Australia. Welcome to Gold Coast Gold. Here's your host, Dave Colbert.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Gold Coast Gold. I'm David Colbert. This week we head to the Bahamas to catch up with all the action from the Commonwealth Youth Games. And we'll speak to a young star on the rise from the Australian team. But before we do that, and as we count down with just 36 Fridays to go, let's take a look at the headlines from another big week in Commonwealth Games news. Championship season with the Aquatic World Championships underway in Budapest. In diving, Glasgow silver medalist Madison Keeney has broken through for the biggest win of her career, winning the 1 metre springboard gold medal, the 21-year-old capturing her first ever major championship gold medal. In other results, Melissa Wu wrapped a huge campaign competing in 4 events, her best result a 5th in the 10-metre platform and 5th in the 10-metre synchro with Tanika Kovchenko. Annabelle Smith joined with Keeney to finish 4th in the 3-metre springboard, and Glasgow gold medalist Dominic Besgood and Declan Stacey placed 8th in the final of the 10-metre platform synchro. In swimming, the open water events are underway with debutante Kia Melverton and teammate Karina Lee finishing inside the top 10 in the 5-kilometre event, with Melverton in 7th place and Lee in 10th. Rio Olympic 1500-metre swimmer Jack McLaughlin made his open water debut in the 5-kilometre event, finishing 23rd, and he'll head to the pool this week for the 800 and 1500-metre events. McLaughlin will be part of the 34-strong Dolphins team that lines up in the World Swimming Championships commencing on Sunday. Australia has 3 dual world champions on the team, Bronte Campbell in the 50 and 100-metre free, Emily Seabom in the 100 and 200-metre backstroke, and Mitch Larkin also in the 100 and 200-metre backstroke events. We wish our swimmers all the best. Plenty happening in cycling, of course. In Canberra's Michael Matthews looks set to take the Tour de France green sprinter's jersey after taking the points lead on stage 17. Previous green jersey holder Marcel Kittel of Germany was forced out of the race with injury, with Matthews strongly challenging for the points lead at the time. It came the day after Matthews won his second stage of this year's tour in a thrilling sprint finish. The Canberran looks certain to take the jersey into the final stage with the last major sprint on the Champs-Élysées in Paris on Sunday. If Matthews does hang on, he'll be just the 3rd Australian to win the points classification. Robbie McEwitt won it 3 times, and Baden Cook took the green jersey in 2003. Meanwhile, Glasgow Road Race 4th place getter Tiffany Cromwell won the opening stage of the prestigious Thüringen Women's Tour in Germany, and Glasgow track gold medalist Annette Edmondson has taken out the prologue time trial of the Beanie Ladies Tour in the Netherlands. Closer to home, our track cyclists will be in action in Melbourne next week for a 5-day carnival headed by Commonwealth Games Keirin champion Matthew Glaitzer. The final session next Saturday night will feature the 81st edition of the Melbourne Cup on Wheels handicap race. In hockey, the Kookaburras defeated Egypt 4-1 to make the semi-finals of the World League semi-finals in South Africa, and with it, a confirmation of a spot in the 2018 World Cup. Kookaburras captain Mark Knowles played his 300th game for Australia in the win, and Australia plays Belgium in the semi-finals. In athletics, with the World Athletics Championships getting underway next Friday in London, our para-athletes have been on fire at the Para Worlds at Olympic Park at the same venue. The Aussies have collected 18 medals to date, including 5 gold, with 3 days of competition remaining. Included in the medal haul are four world records, two from James Turner in the T36 200, 16-year-old Isis Holt in the T35 100-metre sprint, and Cameron Crombie, who won the first gold medal in the F38 shot put. Holt also won the 200-metre gold, and tomorrow's Scotty, too hottie Reardon, clinched his third consecutive world title in the leg amputee T42 100 metres. In other news, Australia's netballers have begun a week-long camp at the IAS ahead of their quad series against New Zealand, England and South Africa next month. The Australian Opals have arrived in Bangalore ahead of their first game in the Asia Cup on Sunday. It's the first time Australia will compete in the Asian region, and the top four teams qualify for next year's FIBA Women's World Cup in Spain. And the Boomers 20-man squad is assembled on the Gold Coast ahead of the Meds Asia Cup tournament in Lebanon starting on August 8th. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has joined organisers to officially unveil the completed Gold Coast Hockey Centre. It's the final venue to be open for the Games, all with 36 weeks to go. And finally, triathlon's Tassie Tiger, Jake Birtwistle, has produced the run of his life to lead Australia to its first ever gold medal in the ITU Triathlon Teams Relay World Championships in Germany. The Aussie team of Charlotte McShane, Matthew Hauser, and Gold Coast nominees Athlete Gentle combined with Birtwistle, who took the team from fifth to first on the final leg. The mixed team relay is already on the Gold Coast program for next year's Games and is the latest addition to the triathlon schedule for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. The day before, Charlotte McShane, a former under-23 world champion, secured an automatic spot for the Gold Coast after finishing eighth in the women's race. And that's it for this week's Commonwealth Games news. Coast Gold. There's a 75-strong Australian team competing in seven sports at the Commonwealth Youth Games in the Bahamas. Sadly, I'm not in the Bahamas, but someone who is Kerry Potthast, our Olympic gold medalist and coach of the beach volleyball team, and she joins us on the line. Kerry, thanks for your time, and what a great experience for you. I know that you went to the World University Games last year and as an athlete, or in 2015, as an ambassador with the team, an athlete liaison, and you love it being around the young athletes, don't you?
Yeah, hi Dave. Yeah, I absolutely do love it. It's just amazing helping them, you know, just settle in and get the experience of being in a multi-sport competition, which so many athletes at this age don't get until they get to the, you know, the Com Games or the Olympic Games or something like that. So having these youth Commonwealth Games has just been brilliant, and the athletes are absolutely soaking it up. Was a bit of a trek getting over here. We missed our connections, and it took some of us almost 3 days to get here. We were flying all over the States, but, you know, it was a really good experience for them to sort of experience things going wrong and then having to just back up and really, you know, have a strong mindset and get on with it as soon as we got here. So it's been great.
Are you working just with the beach volleyball team or across the seven sports?
No, just with the beach volleyball team. So I'm acting as the team manager as well as coaching the boys' team. So far we've done really well. Our boys and girls have won all their games and we're in the semi-finals. Today we were at the Rugby Sevens girls and they smashed Canada in their match. It was fantastic to watch. Then we walked over to the boxing and watched some of the Aussies, some of the girls' boxing, which was really quite interesting for us in a non-contact sport to see two contact sports in a row. Then we walked from there over to the swimming and the athletics, which was unfortunately postponed for a while because there was a bit of a storm coming in. But so far the weather's been great, but tonight there was a bit of lightning, so that was held off for an hour or so, but they're back on again right now as we speak.
Well, that's good news. So our Rugby Sevens are through to the gold medal match where they'll take on their semi-final opponents in Canada. And you mentioned the beach volleyball team. So Kari Van Rensburg and Beck Ingram are the two girls in the in the women's team, and Mark Nicolaides and James Taken and are the two competing in the men's, and they've had a fantastic competition so far. It looks like a sensational venue too.
It's a great venue. It's actually a beach soccer venue by night and beach volleyball by day. So they pull out all the posts. It must be a mammoth exercise every evening, but they've been pulling up all the posts and the lines and everything and then getting it ready for the beach soccer. in the evening. So, yes, fantastic stadium here in the Bahamas. But all the stadiums are really, really amazing. The staff and the organisation's been incredible. We really didn't know what to expect, but we're really, you know, pleasantly surprised. It's been fantastic.
What's the you talked about, you know, your busy day today and all of the sports that you've seen. What's the focus, competition or the experience of being in the multi-sport festival, cheering on the other Australian athletes and, you know, enjoying themselves rather than winning?
Well, so far for us with the beach volleyballs, obviously being the competition, but this afternoon was the first time that neither team was playing. So we took the opportunity to go and meet, and or not meet, but see some of the athletes in action that our guys have been meeting over lunch, over breakfast, over dinner. You know, on the plane trips, they've been forging these friendships. So I think there's a little bit of both, but most definitely the competition first and foremost. And then secondly, for these guys at this age, I think it's just really important for them to, you know, just experience and meet other athletes and share stories. You know, today at the boxing, we were sitting with some of the boxers that are already out of the competition, and they were explaining to our athletes how the sport worked and, you know, what the point system was. And it's just really interesting sharing all those different stories and having them then come out and watch us in the finals. And cheer for us. I think it just, you know, gives them all a lot of confidence, and that's just a good all-round feeling.
So the girls tomorrow take on Rwanda and the boys are facing England. What's the level of competition like?
Well, so far it's been quite easy for the guys. They've breezed through to the semi-final, but now our tournament starts because we play England tomorrow. And then should we win that, we have either Cyprus or Ghana, I think it is, in the other semi-final. And Cyprus, a very strong team as well. So the next 2 days, we'll see our guys really, you know, having to play their best to make it through to hopefully winning a gold medal. The girls, they started with a really tough match in England, and that was after their, you know, their 72 hours of flying around the world trying to get here. And they arrived very late the evening before and had to back up 9 o'clock the next morning. So incredible effort for them to win that game. It was a bit of a worry. And then they've had a pretty cruisy ride, but again, they've got a perhaps not difficult semi, but then the final against New Zealand will be definitely one. It'll be play-by-play. So by the finals now, our guys are really starting to play their best.
As you know from having travelled around the world, it'll put new perspective when they have to travel from Sydney to Melbourne for a competition, having travelled so far. I was following it all on social media. The trip was arduous, no doubt. Competition wraps up at the weekend. Are there plans do the kids get to stay on and have a look around, or are they, you know, headed back to the States and maybe through Florida and a bit of the worlds and on the way home, or do they come straight back?
I think pretty much most of us come straight back. There are quite a few parents here as well, being that, you know, most of the kids are sort of 16, 17 years old. So there are a lot of parents here. They've got big entourages and they're taking the opportunity to have a holiday themselves, I think. So some of them are staying on for a few days with their parents. Some are going back because they've got world championships and things like that coming up. But I think, you know, Sunday afternoon, we all get some free time and we'll have a little chance to look around. I mean, we're right on the beach here and it's a beautiful beach, but I think there are so many islands in this area that I think some of the families are going to plan a trip on the Sunday to visit a couple of close-by islands. So, you know, they're really making the most of it, which is amazing as well, and they're really enjoying seeing their kids in the green and gold and, you know, seeing so many of the green and gold uniforms everywhere. I think it's really special for these guys at such a young age to be in a multi-sport event. I think it's a great initiative of the Commonwealth Games to put this on. So, you know, I think they're very lucky, and, you know, we point out to them that they should be very grateful because, you know, it doesn't happen very often. And having, especially for our sport, beach volleyball being in the Comm Games, this is the first time we're in the Commonwealth Youth Games. So, you know, we're very grateful and very happy, and, you know, hopefully we'll bring home the nice shiny medals.
Yeah, talking of that, Commonwealth Games beach volleyball making its debut on the Gold Coast. It'll be at Coolangatta, fantastic location. What a thrill that is. Of course, you know, we all remember your victory with Natalie Cook at Bondi at the Sydney Olympic Games, but to be involved in the Commonwealth Games on the home beach on the Gold Coast is going to be a huge opportunity for the sport.
I really will, and we've been waiting a long time for this opportunity, and you know, it's fitting that we do it in Australia. The Comm Games coming up next year, and on the Gold Coast, one of the most beautiful stretches of beaches in the world. And you know, we've got some great strong teams, the women's team, Louise Borden and Taliqua Clancy, who finished fifth in Rio. They're definitely gold medal favourites, and the men are doing amazing on the world tour at the moment. A new combination, Chris McHugh and Damien Schumann, really killing it on the world tour and beating some high quality teams. And you know, I think you know we're definitely in for medals at the Comm Games next year with our senior and top elite team. So we're stoked as a sport, and now I'm going to look forward to commentate that. So I'll be on the sideline alongside you, probably. Hopefully, best seat in the house, and you know, letting everybody know how amazing our sport is. So yeah, we're really grateful that we're in the games too.
Nothing better than that, that's for sure. Hey, Kerry, thanks for your time. lot to come over the next few days at the Commonwealth Youth Games. Enjoy the Bahamas and steel yourself for the 75-hour trip home.
Yeah, thanks a lot, David. Thanks for reminding me.
Good on you. Kerry Pothouse there. Well, we hope to talk to Madeline Fashanet, who won the gold medal in the cycling time trial, the 17-year-old from Tasmania, the Year 12 student and former triathlete who won the road race on Sunday, 65, or in fact, she's in the road race on Sunday across a pretty flat course, and she went from being in 1 degree in Tasmania to 30-plus degrees in Nassau. So big change there, but we can't find Maddie, so we're not going to be able to talk to her, unfortunately. So thanks for your time. A reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an edition. You can join us at Commonwealth Games Australia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and you can keep up with all the news regarding the Australian team at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Until next week, thanks for your company on Gold Coast Gold.